May the Lord help us to commence today by singing hymn 508. Lord, fill thy servant's soul today with pure seraphic fire, and set his tongue at liberty, and grant his soul's desire. Hymn 508.
Thank you. Shall we read together this morning from the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, and reading chapter 1 to the end of verse 16 in chapter 2. From the New Testament, from the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, chapter 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship, for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by any means now at length, I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even among other Gentiles. I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So, as much as is in me, or in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonour their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their own lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, as it says in the margin, a mind void of judgment, a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art, that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to the truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness, and forbearance, and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honour and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile. But glory, honour, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God. For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles which have not the law do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their consciences also bearing witnesses, and their thoughts, the mean, while accusing, or else accusing one another. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. We'll leave our reading there, and the Lord help us now to come before him in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious, eternal, almighty Lord God, thou who art the possessor of the heavens and the earth, thou who art from all eternity to eternity, thou who art the I am that I am, thou who art holy, 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 thou, as we sing at times, great God, how infinite art thou, what worthless worms are we. And yet, O Lord, in thy mercy, thou dost permit such as we are to gather together in thy name. And we are, and we pray, O Lord, that we are amongst those of whom we have read, called of the Lord Jesus Christ, loved of thee from all eternity to eternity, because thou wouldst love. And gracious Lord, by thy power, O Holy Spirit, might there be a lifting up. And it may be, O Lord, that lifting up needed of those arms that hang down, those weak needs, but that lifting up of our hearts to look beyond the things of this time and state and to look up unto thee and and to grant to us that thankful heart for thy goodness, for thy mercy, for thy love, that thou hast watched over us, and that thou hast brought us up unto thy house, even on this day. And yet, Lord, thou knowest how we each are found. We look upon each other, but thou lookest into our hearts. And thou knowest, Lord, whether there is any gladness in our heart to be found in thy house on thy day. O Lord, so Lord, search us out. Yes, Lord, thou knowest how we each have come in the various trials, tribulations, the anxieties, the trials, the weights that doth beset, the sin that doth beset us. Thou knowest, Lord, how we have come in. And we pray, O Lord, as we come to thy word, that there might be that set forth for the good of never dying souls, and that thou might hear that cry for my soul, Lord, my soul. O Lord, that by thy power, O Holy Spirit, there might be that set forth, that sown into hearts prepared of thee. And Lord, thou knowest what is needed to prepare our hearts, and grant that grace to bow the knee to thy preparation in our hearts. O Lord, for we would confess our many sins, the pride, the self-righteousness in our heart that needeth that burning up. That bringeth us to that place. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. And so we pray, Lord Jesus, that thou might truly be in our midst this day, that thou, the Father, might look down upon us and bless us together as we are found in thy house. And we pray, Lord, gather together in that love to thee, because thou didst first love us. For Lord, where would we be, even this day, but for thy sovereign love and goodness to us? So gather then with us. Thou knowest how each has come in. And, O Lord, might there be that to search us out. But might there be that also, Lord, as with that one in the middle of the desert reading thy word, that in thy purposes, the coming of Philip, but that going on in his way, rejoicing in what thou hadst done for his never dying soul. And so, Lord, might there be this day, through thy work and power, O Holy Spirit, that bringing to remembrance, that comforting of thy people, if it could be thy will, that bringing into concern where there is no concern, that souls might yet be born again in this place, that there might be that prayer, that burden, that cry unto thee for the salvation of never dying souls. O Lord, so we lay all at thy feet. Pray that thou wilt be with us now. Thou wilt grant that hearing ear. Thou wilt grant that tongue to open thy word. And 'twill only be by thy power, Lord, that these things can be. So help us now. Watch over this people here. Do bless them together. Grant that help to those in the responsibility of the place. Might there be the upholding of their arms. Might there be that much needed wisdom granted and answers to those prayers for the good of this little corner of thy vineyard. And we would especially, Lord, bear before thee the children and young people. O Lord, hear those prayers that go up for them, that thou might watch over them, that thou might keep them. But oh, much more that prayer of parents for their children and grandparents also for the grandchildren and those that we love, that their names might be in thy book. O Lord, loved of thee from all eternity. And we pray for the parents, Lord, that that wisdom and that help might be given in the bringing up of the children and the fear and nurture and admonition of thy name amidst all that is around us in this world and in this land, our guilty nation that has turned its back upon thee. And those things that we read of, Lord, abounding in our land. O Lord, the truth of thy word, the right place of man and woman, set it naught. Lord, watch over, keep, grant that wisdom, grant that help. O Lord, we pray, and we would pray for that special help to those that have that concern for the education of the children, that it might be thy way for that school to be formed. O Lord, nothing impossible with thee. O, the enemy may rise up, but thou art God. Thy will be done. Thy settled purposes in heaven will be fulfilled. So watch over, Lord, we pray. Do, Lord, watch over thy people where they gather throughout this world, those in persecution, even those in prison, those who may not know, Lord, even where that next plate of food is coming from. But Lord, thou who art that one that brought those ravens to feed Elijah, art that one who can feed thy people wherever they are, in body and in soul. And we would pray, O Lord, that thou would look in mercy upon our guilty land and nation, the turmoil in our government, the confusion. Yet thou art God. Thou art the refuge of thy people. God is our refuge. Lord, might we look to the refuge and not to the events that are in thy hand, Lord, to look to that hand, thy hand, that all these events are in. And, O Lord, if it could be thy will, O Lord, as those in our parliament, as we hear of them, attend thy house and in our royal family. Might it be, Lord, that thou wilt bring them to that saving knowledge in thy eternal purposes, not to just hear of that thy name, but oh, that their hearts might be opened to cry unto thy name. Lord, look in mercy then upon our land and nation. Look in mercy upon thy scattered people throughout this nation, throughout the world. And look in mercy upon us each, as we would ask all for thy dear name's sake, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Hymn number 889. Say, is thy heart well broke, and feels the plague of sin, and hateth Satan's yoke, it sweetly once drew in? Give Christ the praise, he broke thy heart, and taught thee how to feel the smart. Hymn 889.
Lord might help us this morning, I would direct your thoughts to Psalm 14 and verse 1. Psalm 14 and verse 1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. And in particular, the first part of this verse, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Here a character is there not, the fool. And what is a fool? What is it? Child of God. What is it? To be foolish. Perhaps we've been warned by others not to be so foolish, not to behave in such a way. And as we thought about these things and we trust in that meditation on them, it struck us that we might look at the actions of others and say, how could they have been so foolish? Perhaps we hear of people who have been near a cliff and the sign has said, don't sit here for the rocks may fall and you are in danger. And yet they've ignored the warning signs and danger may well have come. Or those who perhaps have been near water and the sign has said, danger, hidden obstacles underneath. Do not jump in, it is dangerous. And yet they have. And in some cases we read of those who have lost their lives. Those who may have damaged themselves for life, paralysis in their back. And perhaps even driving. Danger, sharp bend, slow down. And then going on at that same speed. And so the fool. One. Who may hear of the danger. But not heed the warning. We would not digress. But why is there not that heeding? Is it not, as we have in our text, the fool has said in his heart, and what doth the scripture say about that heart? This is in you that is in me. The heart of man is deceitful, desperately wicked. And that one who does not heed those warnings, the deceitfulness of their heart. The child of God, perhaps we speak to the children also and the young people. Be very careful of that phrase, of those words. There is no harm in it. child of God, you know that enemy that is never far away from us, even Satan, the devil, who works in our minds, that proud heart that is in us, that self-righteous heart, that heart that won't be told, and that love of this world. Beware, beware, for what may, and we would use these words so very carefully, seem so innocent, can well become that snare, can it not? That danger. And that going on into that thing, whatever it might be, especially so in this time that we live with. We do not say this in a judgmental, critical way, but those hidden dangers of things like the internet, social media. Oh, might we ever be kept mindful. Thou, God, seest me. There is nothing hid from him. And the devil knows how to trap the Lord's people. Perhaps we sing in the hymns at times those pleasing baits, those snares that are laid naturally to catch vermin, and that used to attract them to go through that snare. And so the devil with the Lord's people, for he knows what's in our hearts, does he not? And it may be in the Lord's dealings with us that he has brought us out from those things that we once did outwardly. But oh, the battle that goes on inside us, is it not, child of God? In those things within us. In our heart. In our heart. And I believe it is not till that work of grace has begun in the heart of the Lord's people, is there a realization of the truth of that scripture, that our hearts are deceitful, desperately wicked. And we've sung, have we not, of the heart, that inner being in us. Yes. Those who would profess such things as atheism and denying the Lord, denying God, talking of it being a delusion or whatever it might be, outwardly, but here, David speaking of a character, may not outwardly shout these things, but inwardly, in the heart. We may sing those lines, blind unbelief is sure to err. We cannot cast stones, can we, child of God, upon others? That denying of the Lord, the fool said in his heart, there is no God. That denying of him. And yet, what a mercy. What a mercy. That those who are the Lord's people, who may have this inward battle within them, How can one such as I be one of the Lord's people? It is it not, child of God, as we look back in our pathway, and it may have been in the foolishness and folly of the way that we have walked at times, those things that we have said that we should not have done, those thoughts that we've had, those things we've looked upon, been taken up with, that work of salvation from beginning to end is all of Almighty God. And that work of salvation, where is it? Where does that work begin? Is it, and we speak lovingly when we say these things, is it that outward reformation of our character? Is it having that form of religion? Being thought to be something in the church, being thought to be a good Christian? Dear child of God, we take you to that place where we said to the Lord, oh Lord, do not let anyone call me a Christian. For what's in my heart not to bring any dishonour to thy name? Not worthy of that name, Lord. And yet, in mercy, one in Christ. No, it is that work of the Holy Spirit, not that work of us. Why? For the scripture says that all our righteousnesses, all that we would lean upon in and of ourselves, whatever that might be, do be so careful. Again, we look in our own heart when we say this, that our hearts are deceitful. I believe the Lord showed us at one time how even experience, the Lord's dealings, can be an idol in our hearts. For as we may have said before, what is an idol? Perhaps we tend to think, when we've seen statues of those saints or whatever it might be that men bow down to and worship. But an idol, child of God, if we know anything of our hearts, is that is raised up in our hearts through that deceitful heart, that would take our thoughts, draw us away from the Lord. And there may have been that dealing of us in that loving hand of the Lord, and showing us that danger even of making idols of our children, our career, what we might be doing, even for the Lord. And so, that heart that is in us, deceitful, desperately wicked, But where that work of grace is begun, it is that work in the heart. We read of Lydia, whose heart the Lord opened. We read also in that portion of the scripture in the Acts of that Philippian jailer would say this lovingly, for not in any judgmental way, that hard-hearted jailer, his only concern was it not that those prisoners might be secure, no concern how they were treated, and yet in the Lord's purpose, that earthquake, not just physically was it for him, in his heart. And child of God, where that work of grace is begun, yes, with some, it may be with Lydia, as with Lydia, that opening of the heart. With others of us, it may have been that time in our lives where there was that shaking of our lives, those things that we had found that pleasure in, now a realization that there was a God that would judge hell was real. And it was deserved. That heart opened. That heart that carried on in that way, as it were, that there is no God. That we are in control of our own lives. And we would not say these things, but for effect, as it were, but one dear saint that we knew, her intention when she was young, 14 or so, was to leave the house of God as soon as she could. The fool have said in their heart, there is no God. But that dear soul, as she spoke to us of it, that in her heart, that work of grace, that work, yes, in the salvation of her soul, but that work that calls that love to the house of the Lord because of the Lord that was there. Yes, we can look at these words, can we not? Perhaps think of those who may profess such things. But here it is, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. As we've said, we look in our own heart when we consider these words, the unbelief, the going on, as though we are in control. And the Lord Jesus Christ, on this earth spoke that parable of that rich man, been prospered, hadn't he? Good harvest, good income. I'll pull down my barns, I will build bigger ones. And that I have stored in those barns, I'll be able to do this, I'll be able to do that. And again, child of God, we would not digress, but in the heart of that man, his only concern, the riches of this world. There is another solemn word, is there not, in the scripture? What if a man should gain the whole world and lose his own soul, our never dying soul? And as we think of that man, I will do this, I will do that. What of all that the Lord has given us? Are we not? And we search out our own heart when we say this. Is it not that we have, that the Lord has given us, the time that we have, the money that we have, whatever it is? Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? With that thou hast given me, to the honour and glory of thy name. As we've said, searching out our own heart, how we perhaps look as that foolish man with those barns at what we have and what we might do with it. Lord. Yes, as Paul prayed that prayer, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And perhaps as that work of grace has begun in your heart, and as we've gone on, child of God, in the journey, whether young or old, as it were, in that way, the teaching that we need, what wilt thou have me to do? Yes, in those things concerning careers, loved ones, where to be, where to worship. But Lord, what wilt thou have me to do with that thou hast given me? Those talents, it may be, to the honour and glory of thy holy name. For as the Lord speaks of that man now planning what he might do, those words, thou fool, this night thy soul required of thee, and who shall these things be? Thou fool. Solemn, is it not? These solemn characters in the scriptures of truth. There is another character that causes us at times to tremble. Thou hypocrite. Outward appearance, but the heart completely different inside. Searching, is it not? thou fool. Certain we brought nothing into this world. Certain we shall take nothing out. Thou fool. Man with his barns and all his riches. And no realization that it is the Lord God omnipotent who reigneth. It is the Lord God who hath ordered all events. The time of the birth of each one upon this earth, and the time of the death of each one. Do we believe it? And oh, what a mercy if you and I can trace out in that sovereign purpose of Almighty God that time of the opening of that heart. That heart, as the scripture declares, that heart so full of sin, that heart at enmity to the things of God. That heart opened. That heart, as we sung in that hymn, broken. We may use expressions, a broken-hearted sinner. But what is it? What is it? Is it not, as the scripture speaks, of that heart of stone? Granite stone, so hard, cannot be broken, as it were. And yet there is there not, a power? Not of us, but that work and power of the Holy Spirit that can break that heart. And as the scripture speaks of it, make that heart of stone a heart of flesh. That heart that was so wicked. O child of God, we say these things so very carefully, for that heart is still in us. But that heart that despised may not have been said outwardly, perhaps with some, with others, that name despised, taken in vain, that name hated, even the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet, in the Lord's mercies, in his covenant electing love and mercy, a people loved because he would love. Nothing of what they would be, nothing of what they would do. There is the mercy, is it not, child of God? A people loved because he would love. And in that covenant of mercy, that number that no man can number, written in the Lamb's Book of Life, given unto the Eternal Son, that he might save them, might redeem them, might save them from that wrath to come, might clothe them in that robe of righteousness and that work of the Holy Spirit in awakening and opening the hard heart in each one. Salvation, awe of Almighty God, and that work in the heart, those who by nature, and we say this lovingly, as it were, not judgmentally or critically, may not, as we said, outwardly have expressed that hatred to the name of the Lord Jesus, but inwardly, and in that wondrous love and mercy from all eternity, sinners, sing those lines, don't we? Sinners can say, and only they, how precious is the Saviour. For the Lord came not to call the righteous, those who are full of themselves, but sinners to repentance. Oh, the mercy of sovereign love to sinners. And we have again in the Gospel of Luke, the Lord speaking of those two found in the house of God, in the synagogue. One who stood up to pray in the front of the people, the Pharisee. I thank God I'm not like this man, looking at that publican, that despised one. For as you know, the publicans, or you may know, were those that gathered those taxes on behalf of the occupying power, the Roman Empire, and were seen and despised by their fellows. Not like this man. And that publican who got through the door but could go no further, could not even lift up his eyes. But the Pharisee, I thank God I'm not like this man. I do this, I do that. I give of my wealth, I tithe, I do all the right things. But, and we tremble when we say this, what was in his heart? What was his hope? We say that again very carefully. That day when he would have to stand before his Maker. As we read in the scriptures, as the Lord spoke of it, of those on that solemn day of judgment, found on the left hand of the Lord amongst those goats as they're spoken. Those that cry, did we not do this, did we not do that, in thy name? And the Lord spoke to them, or will speak to them, depart from me, I never knew thee. An outward form and no reality. A looking to self and not to the Lord. publican. We read, beat upon his breast. Do not have that evidence, but I believe if you and I know anything of what is in our breast, it was that beating upon his heart. For it's not what enters into man, but what cometh out of man from his heart that is vile. Use expressions, do we not, at times, like the vain imaginations of our heart. But oh, another thing, when the truth of these words and the reality of them come home. And the mercy is, as that publican beat upon his heart, that prayer wrought out, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And we may have said before, but I do believe that that prayer may not be in those words, word for word as it were, but in the reality of it, is that prayer of the child of God all their journey through, from that day that that work is begun in the heart, all through the passage of this life to the day of our death. Mercy. God be merciful to me, a sinner, a broken-hearted sinner. For it is only through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ the washing of our sins in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the clothing of us in that righteousness of the Lord, is our hope for all eternity. I have sung those lines, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean upon his name. What a mercy if you and I know anything of the reality of those words. And when we use that word, you and I know anything of the reality of these things, it is not as that expression was used, perhaps not so much these days, head knowledge. Not knowing about it. Now, do not get me wrong, for to be brought up with the open Bible in the home is a great blessing. We knew nothing of it. We do not say that critically. But it is, as the expression was also used, that heart knowledge. To be amongst those whom the Lord, through that work and power of the Holy Spirit and that means that he might use to open our hearts, to be taught of what we are, how deserving sinners, and through that work of the Holy Spirit, to be brought to call upon that name, the that is above every name, that name of Jesus. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And the mercy is, child of God, no matter what you, the devil, might fill your minds with, where that work of the Holy Spirit is begun, nothing will hinder it, nothing will stop it. All that the Father giveth me shall come unto me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. And I believe, child of God, may not be in those words, but the reality of the truth of those words of the Lord Jesus, that coming unto him, pleading his precious name, I will in no wise cast out. But as that prayer and the reality of those words, God be merciful to me, a sinner, is that prayer all our journey through, so that coming to the Lord and that proving of his unchanging love, even through our foolishness and folly, even in those sins of foolishness in our heart, of unbelief, but coming to him in that confession of sin, I will in no wise cast out. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. O child of God, the solemn state of such a character. But oh, what a mercy. The Lord has mercy upon such as you and me. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £715, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Jabez Rupp will preach on Tuesday evening, and there'll be a prayer meeting for the members on Friday evening at 7:30. And next Lord's Day, Mr. Paul Austin is engaged for the evening. Mr. Ramsbottom would like to come if he is feeling well enough, but we don't expect to know until near the time. Let us close with hymn 1040. When we lay in sin polluted, wretched and undone we were, all we saw and heard was suited only to produce despair. Ours appeared a hopeless case, such it had been, but for grace. Hymn 1040.
Gracious Lord, part us now with thy blessing, pardon what thou hast seen amiss in us. Might there be that for our souls to feed upon. O Lord, but for sovereign grace, but for thy love and mercy, where would we be? So watch over us each during the interval. Watch over, Lord, we would pray be with the Sunday school this afternoon. Be with us then, Lord, as we would ask all for Jesus' sake. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God the Father, and the union and communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, both now and forever. Amen.